Aliens on the border.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found.
Faster than light, spaceship of the future.
By direction of the President of the United States, stay in your home.
Is it human or inhuman? Earthly or unearthly?
Born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust, there is no word to describe them.
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true.
Why is it that we usually ignore the fourth dimension?
Is this the human race of the future?
What's the motherfucking dealio, everybody? We're out here hitting you hard, hitting you fast with another live one straight from the motherfucking dungeons. It is I, your hostess, with the hostess, Josh, motherfucking C, Roger in the co-pilot seat, and everybody give a warm fucking welcome to Verm the villain. What it do, bro?
Yo, what's up? Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Loud and clear, baby. How's it going, man?
It's good, yo. Just here.
Fucking dope. That's fucking dope, man. I'm glad to have you on, dude. It's been a hot second. Actually, you probably won't even remember this, but I first caught your performance here in Laredo like maybe 2 years ago. I remember there was like a Nicholas Whips show, and you were one of the opening acts, dude. And I was fucking blown away, man, just seeing you like chop shit up and do your whole thing, dude. It was fucking crazy. And since then, like, I've been a fan. And dude, I'm just fucking happy to have you on, man.
Yo, thank you. Yeah, I do remember that show. I don't remember the spot was like open roof.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
There's people skateboarding there and shit.
Yeah, they had a skate competition showcase.
Yeah, something like that.
That was dope.
It was a pretty fucking lit show, man. And the performance was great. Been a fan ever since then. And dude, I actually just recently caught wind of the Prototype V project that you put out. How fresh is that?
It came out on December 21st, 2020.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. How long has it been?
I mean, almost a month. Almost a month. Yeah. It's fresh at the fucking factory, man. And dude, like, I was listening to it, and I've probably gone to it maybe like two or three times already in the past couple of days. And the production on it is just fucking crazy, man. And that's really like the style that you have, at least on Prototype V, with like the beats that you're doing. You're doing all the beats on that project, right?
So that one's actually a collab with me and this dude from England, Black Beetle.
Oh, okay. No shit.
So we collabed on that.
That's fucking tight, man. I really like production, man. It's like, it reminds me of like that fucking boom bap New York style flavor. And like, that's really like my whole fucking thing, dude. So like, once I started listening to it, you know, listen to Coltrane, listen to all the other tracks on there, the fucking intro track, all the shit that got chopped up all together, man, just fucking makes me feel right at home, bro.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep it alive, you know?
For sure, dude, for sure.
That's the shit I like.
100%, man. Let's talk a little bit about how you got into the whole, like, fucking music at all, dude. Like, give us a bit of the, you know, the story behind Lord Verm or Verm the villain.
I pretty much, I guess it all started like the summer before middle school. I saw the movie Drumline with Nick Cannon. So I was like, that shit's like dope. So I want to do that. And then, because before that I was doing sports, you know, soccer, baseball, all that. And then, so I saw the movie and I was like, well, in middle school I can pick electives and stuff. So I was like, I want to be in band. So ended up being in Drumline, and that kind of like opened everything for me. And then after school was over, like high school, me and my homies started rapping, and like, you know, just for fun. And then that turned into like a group called SLK, and that was a thing for a while. And then eventually I ended up moving to Pittsburgh, and you know, I just kind of continued doing the hip-hop stuff. And then I started getting into b-boying and like breakdance and like DJing and then graffiti and all that stuff. And that's kind of how my style evolved. But you know, I just kind of fell in love with the whole hip-hop culture, and that's what I continue to do now. But you know, I still reach from my foundation of like marching band, my understanding of like music from that realm. You know, I just kind of apply it to what I do now.
That's badass, man. And like everything that you just described, I feel is like pretty prominent in the style or like the delivery of, again, like the specifically on Coltrane and shit. It's like you explaining the background and influences that you pull from and shit, like I get it. You know what I mean? Like the fucking visuals for the track and shit, like it has all of that like mixed in, blended in, and it's pretty fucking fire, man. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of some shit of like MF Doom and stuff like that, or like fucking King Ghidorah, you know, like having all this chopped up shit into it. And it, I don't know, it was fucking fire, dude.
Yeah, word. Yeah. Yeah, definitely like that whole genre is really inspiring for me. So, you know, I just try and do whatever I think is dope. You know, just trying to stay true to myself pretty much.
Are you still out in Pittsburgh or where you?
Nah, I'm in San Antonio right now.
All right.
So I came back. Yeah, I came back to Texas in 2018.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, how did you get to that connection with you know, Black Beetle out
Black
in
Beetle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was crazy. It was just like cosmic roll of the die, pretty much. I was just listening to this YouTube mix of like lo-fi, and I came across this beat. It was like a 30-minute compilation. I came across this one beat, and I was like, oh, this beat's nasty. So I'm going to be like, you know, I wanted to look up this artist because I wanted to follow them, like actually just hear all their music. And then I had a hard time finding them, couldn't find them on anything. I ended up finding them on SoundCloud. And then when I found them, they only had like 100 followers. And I was like, damn, this shit's crazy. So I just like DM'd him. I was like, yo, dude, your beats are dope. And then he checked out my page and he's like, oh shit, yo, you rap, you should collab. And that's basically what ended up happening. So we became like pen pals and like we were sending shit to each other back and forth. And we made like, I think one or two songs. And that was back in like 2017. So eventually we were kind of like, I guess like, 3 or 4 songs deep that we hadn't released. And then we started talking about, well, maybe we should just make a project, you know? And then that's the basically how Prototype V became Prototype V before Prototype V was Prototype V. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I stumbled on, let's talk about Coltrane, right? Because like, I think, if you selected, you couldn't have picked a better song to like go off with a, kind of like a single like video vibe, right, for it. And that's like my opinion, but I it's my favorite song off the project, right? It was funny because I don't like smoke very often, but when I do, like I sit back and I just fucking jam stuff. And this last week I was just hanging out in my room, and my girlfriend was actually the one who was like, we have a projector in our living room and she was just putting on like music and stuff. And she put on Coltrane, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. And I was like, damn, this is really fucking good. Where did you find this? Whatever. And then she's like, oh no, it's just in like the suggested music. And I figured it's because I listen to a lot of like local artists. I listen to like Nicholas Whips and like those kind of people. So then I figured like the algorithm just caught on to yours somehow. And it brought on, I started watching it. I was like, wait, that can't be the same person, right? Because I met you the same time Josh did, right? Because we saw you were like multi-instrumentalist and you were you were into rap at that point too. I had asked you to perform a few times, I think, at at the open mic that I run, and then I asked and then I remember seeing that you were doing kind of like a jazz sort of band.
Is
that
what
you were part of?
Yeah. Heatwave Burler. It's like a yeah. So it's me on keys and then my homie Marcus Fernandez on drums. Yeah. Marcus from This Is Too Difficult.
Oh well, yeah. So we started like I guess it kind of like followed that for a bit. And then you just kind of like turned into this enigma, right? Like it was a kind of, I think that was a kind of part of the aesthetic that you're going for, right? And I feel like I mean, like I sense a huge influence from MF Doom, obviously, right? Like that was like one of the scene in like the whole turn point of like a villain, and then the intercut parts. It's just I don't know. I thought it was like super cool, and I was like, somebody from Laredo is producing this. Like that's really fucking dope. And yeah, man, I just like I needed to voice the praise for that. But we wanted to show a little bit of the video on here. Are we gonna do that or?
Yeah, we definitely can, man. Let's fucking have people take a fucking look at it.
We can talk a little bit about like the inspiration behind like what the visuals were, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Business. I'm slicing ears up like Mango. When we tango, I dice you up like fucking street mango. I get a beat up from the feet up. But when they see us, to keep a vent, to keep your fucking shisha galactic. Toxic shit like plastic, disappear like magic. Then I hit you with the jazz shit. I'm running it like Stan Lee. Cause man, he had entire empire plans. And yo, I'm sucker free. So don't you worry about the salary. Cause even before the pre-show starts, it's mass capacity. Like holy calamity, screaming. Insanity, all my beat brothers, man, I break them down casually. With hands and slam scams and fans and stand grand. My mans catch mad hands and jams like grand slam. Yeah, I study up and buddy up so everybody's butted up and knock them down in the first round like bad is up. I punch them out like Pacquiao, beat them, let them crack you out. And bank accounts told me shit, if you can't crack them, mash them up. Scratch and slip, blasting bitches, taking hits. Man, I guess I really am too legit to quit. Police trying to murder us with that assertive touch. But service just, I'm sure half the planet ain't even hurting of us. Yes.
Did you have like someone shoot the whole thing for you, or like were you able to kind of put your hand into the production of the video too?
I make videos too. Actually, this was a collab with me and Father Wasp. He's my homie that I met here in San Antonio, and it's interesting how we met. But yeah, pretty much. I made a few videos on my own, or I've been making my own videos. I did a video for "Am I Shit" at my old place, and then let me see. I don't even know if I have another video. I have like a live video that I edited. That was like probably like 3 years ago or something like that. And then some other videos that I did. There's this other project I'm a part of, the Romance Club. Did a video for that. But yeah, there's the "Am I Shit" video. Mm-hmm.
And my shit is fucking dope. Like the track itself, and I like
it. Yeah, Gold. Forgot about that one. Yeah, that was Father Wasp as well. He's really good with the like VHS analog stuff.
For sure, dude. I think like the visuals match the fucking the energy of the track, and that's what I fucking love. And I don't know, man. I can't get over it. It's just like it's a sound that I fucking look for and shit, and like coming across it now. And finding your music again since like the last time that I was able to hear your shit is just like fuck yeah. I don't know, like the evolution I suppose of where you were when I originally saw you perform to now is fucking, it's just dope, dude. And the shit that you're putting out is pretty fucking fire. Like what with the concept behind Prototype V, is it kind of like, well, I mean, if you've heard it, for anyone that has heard it, like there's obviously like an aesthetic nature to it that ties everything in together, but like do you have like any significance behind it, or what do you feel is like any overarching theme, if any?
Yeah, well, Prototype V is supposed to be an artificially intelligent program that analyzes, well, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but that's basically right, right, it right. I give it away, but yeah, it's supposed to be like old tech that was worked on the off hours of a laboratory, you know, during the off hours.
Right, right. It gave me
like, and do some dark technology.
It gave me like Dr. Gero type feelings and shit. I was like, oh fuck. I feel like it's a fucking Android Saga, this motherfucker, all over again.
Yeah, and pretty much.
It's fucking, it's the shit, dude. Like, how have you been faring with, you know, I mean, since quarantine has been in effect for almost a fucking year now, which is wild. Like,
yeah.
Up until then, how are you doing with like live performances and shit? Like, did you, were you able to put out a bunch of shows and whatnot?
I did a show on December 6th in San Antonio. That was the last time before quarantine hit, because I was doing another project and we were getting really involved with South by Southwest before everything happened, you know.
Before everything collapsed.
Yeah, pretty much. But other than that, no, I was just working on music, pretty much. Just hoarding a bunch of songs. I still have a bunch of songs. So, like, a lot of these songs that me and Black Beetle made, like, some of them are actually, like, 2 years old.
Oh, shit.
Believe it or not, yeah. But, you know, it just wasn't the right time because I was doing school also.
What are you going to school for? Are you doing any sort of, like, production stuff or?
No, I was doing electrical engineering. And I just did my master's. Did it in digital signal processing and like did a project with AI. So that's kind of like what ended up happening. Yeah. That's kind of how, I don't know, everything just sort of had to happen because I wouldn't have really been into AI had it not been for, I guess, everything that happened. I wasn't even supposed to.
What's the story behind the mask? Like, is there? I mean, I don't want you to give away more than like what you want to give away, right? But why adopt like the alter ego?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel the mask is just a way for me to be completely, I guess, transparent. And there's a quote, you know, if you give a man a mask, he'll tell you the truth. So I feel like that is just really what I'm trying to do. Just trying to tell the truth. And it doesn't really matter, you know, who I am. You know, it's not really me. It doesn't matter who's like spitting the rhymes, you know. It's just the truth is just out there, you know. That's all it really is. So I'm just trying to remove myself from the music and just let it be the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that makes sense. That's all it really is, you know. And then, of course, it ties into the, I guess, my name, Berman the Villain. Wear the mask.
Yeah, so you got your production name, which is like, that's Lord Verm, right? That's the...
Yep. Exactly. And I do some DJ stuff, too, with that. And, yeah. Those are the two parts of the whole. That makes
so this sense. Project, it was like kind of a, I'm going to say, I don't want to say it was short, right? But it definitely left me wanting more, right? Because it was like a 17 or 18 minute project, right? Are you used to producing things like in a longer form, or is there just a reason why you wanted to keep it condensed, or is this just kind of like a teaser for something?
Yeah. I've worked on several projects that are like, I have, you know, stuff that's like 45 minutes long, things like that. But this was not originally intended to be a project. It was supposed to be singles or, you know, just songs that me and Black Beetle were going to put out. But it just so happened that we got so busy because he's also heavily involved in other projects, over there in Europe. So we just ended up sitting on like four songs and we were like, well, let's make two more and make that project. And I had, I had already had a name. The prototype was going to be the name because I have an album actually that I've been, I guess, sitting on. And so the idea was prototype was going to be exactly that, just a prototype, and then the real actual fully functional project would be out, if that makes sense. So that's what this evolved into, just all those things, me sitting on, you know, this album, and then you know, we happen to be sitting on four songs, me and Black Beetle, and then we're like, okay, let's make two more, boom boom boom, then we made it happen. And I was doing all the AI stuff, and that's how it kind of, you know, me and Black Beetle had a conversation, and then it just kind of came up. We were talking about like CAPTCHAs, how you can, you know, they ask you select all the pictures of crosswalks and all that. And then it's just like doing deep learning stuff. And we thought that was interesting. So we decided to explore that. And we ended up, you know, had the idea of doing stuff with like the floppy disk. And so we created, or I created these floppy disks that have data in them. And they're supposed to, you know, just to kind of tie into everything, the dark technology. Because that's what we both, I guess, like. But, yeah. That's
Can we talk a little bit about what you were working on, like, within the AI projects and shit for your master's? Like, were you working with like the actual programming code and data, or like the physical hardware that is going to power the AI? Can we get into that a bit?
Yeah, for sure. So I was working on basically what it was an AI program. So it was actual code. I used MATLAB to analyze audio and basically mix multi-track audio. So, you know, as like a audio engineer, maybe they'll get like a track of keyboard, vocals, bass, drums, all this stuff. And then, you know, it's up to their expertise to decide how to mix the sounds, you know, EQ, volume, panning, all that stuff. And so I was just like, well, that's an interesting problem. I guess, you know, I've dabbled with like mixing, basically what I'm doing, you know, the music thing. But right. I thought it was an interesting way to combine the two interest, because I mean, I've always liked circuitry and like electronics and things like that, but originally when I was going into school, I wanted to be like strictly hardware. But as I, you know, journeyed through that whole thing, I started to, I guess, see the power of like computer science and stuff like that. But so yeah, I basically tried to apply it to like a problem that I thought was interesting. So went ahead and did that with the audio mixing, multi-track audio. So basically, you just give it tracks, like mono tracks, and then it analyzes them and then determines using AI, in particular, fuzzy logic, to make decisions, artificially intelligent decisions. And then with those decisions, it decides how to best manipulate the audio parameters, in particular, volume, panning, and EQ. So, and then, you know, I go into all that stuff, and basically it, you know, there's some math behind it, how it all works, and then, you know, did a bunch of tests to prove that it works, and it works, and that was it. And then, you know, now I'm in debt. further, so, but it is what it is, you know. But again, you know, I value that whole experience, because if it wasn't for that, Prototype V wouldn't have happened. You know, it would have been some other thing.
Did you use like your own AI that you created to put together any of the music that you've been putting out?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is there anything on YouTube that I can pull up?
Let's see. Oh yeah, well, End My Shit. You know what? Because End My Shit was actually, that song came out right when I finished defending my thesis. So
End My Shit.
End My Shit, and I ran that shit through the AI program, and basically, pretty much, because I was dying to make music. I was like, fuck this shit, like, fuck school, honestly, and I was like, we need to make some shit. And then Tommy Starchild is my good friend. He's in the video. That's the official audio that you pulled up, but there's a music video. He's in that one. But anyways, we were hanging out and stuff, and I was like, yo, dude, let's fucking work on this shit together. And then we wrote bars to the beat. I made the beat, but he actually had another version of this beat that he had chopped up, and he released it on SoundCloud. But it was this one part that ends up being the main sample in this. I was like, yo, that shit's fire. So I was like, send me that shit, and then I'll make some shit. Ended up making the beat. And then I was like, all right, come through. Let's write. Let's record. Fuck it. Let's make a music video. Boom. Fuck it. Let's get tattoos. We got tattoos. Fuck it.
All right. I'm gonna play this.
Yeah.
I think I'm fucking listening to this.
So this is during quarantine, pretty much.
Yes, my lord. That's what
and you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my fingers upon thee.
Making motion pictures off the scriptures, double cup of liquor. This for all my hitters. If I see it, let you know I'm fucking with you. Throw a little something extra in the switch and talk. With too much shiny, peace and quiet. Couldn't give enough, so I did it silent. Stuck up in my room, my rolled up in here. Get my right up before I shed. Tear over you, over what it was. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. No, I might see death before my eyes. Shout out to the demons laying on my side. We gon' celebrate. Gonna need brigade. Never really learned how to pump the brakes. So it's 90 on the interstate. Do we crashing all up into head?
Watch your head bust. All right, I'm gonna jump from there again. Watch your head bust. All right, I'm gonna jump from there again. Watch your head bust. All right, I'm gonna jump from there again. Watch your head bust.
I'm a bastard on the road. Respect the truth. Don't give me funds. I haven't found my soul in months. If life's a joke, then I'm the pun. It's the beginning. I've been living, counting days till I cannot. The world's a game of keys and locks. But if I lose, I still got 10 toes. Stand hopping to the plan, locked with a pen. Boy, it's not a man. Shit fell apart, living in the dark, trying to see the spark. Give the girl my heart, but love isn't free. It ain't what it seems. I'm in quarantine, you know what I mean. Welcome to the team, welcome to the dream. Love's all my fans in enemies. Like, what you mean? I dot my I's and cross my T's. I'm running blocks with tomahawks, cause I give lessons on the spot. I ain't got clothes, but I got diamonds. I ain't got hoes, but I got rhymes. I got no time for second chances. God that rocks the mask is Lord B.
Lord E.
Holy what shit, the- bro. Oh, there's still...
Yeah, basically, you know, get locked up in quarantine, start losing your mind.
For sure, man. The visuals on that shit is just like a perfect like snapshot of losing your fucking mind in quarantine. But
no shit. Like that was all. So you said that went through your AI then also.
Yeah, that's right. God, you know, because I used it as a test because I was like, I need audio. What better way?
Yeah, what better way than put in one of the fucking tracks and.
Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And that was kind of like, you know, it was like leading up because before at that moment in time, because that was May 21st, that was right. Right towards the end of school for that. So, that was like deep in quarantine, you know. So I was like,
yeah, it was like 2 months in.
Yeah, you know,
I have a question here by Kevin Cloud. He's saying, whose voice is it on the skits? I guess he's referring to.
Yeah, Kevin Cloud. What's up, yo? On the skits, it's actually technically it's me from the past. It's actually Professor V. That's in the character. He, you know, mad scientist, but basically. Short answer is me, but not this version of me. Me in the past, an older version of me, 93-year-old me.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm just going to like, I'm honestly in over my head here because, and I'm going to say this like usually when we talk to artists, it's kind of like straightforward in the sense that like we understand like the creative process and stuff. But I think you kind of dive into a lot of the counterculture stuff, like the very like, is that's all the shit that I fucking loved growing up, dude. MF Doom, fucking tagging, like I was all into that shit, like middle school. That was like my whole thing, just kind of being in that scene and loving like SPM was my thing like back then, right? But now you're kind of seeing like this blend with things, especially talking about like fucking AI and digital input and like all of these things that are meshing with like, I guess, like the the aesthetic of
dark tech.
Like old tech, dark tech, like everything just kind of meshing, and it makes a lot of sense, and it works a lot. It works really well because it's like it doesn't feel forced. So I guess that's why, like, when I was seeing these kind of things, I'm just like, dude, people are fucking making this kind of stuff, and it's great. Like, that's
dude, that's what's up. You know, because like basically, it's kind of how I was talking, like, you know, everything had to happen the way it happened for this to exist, you know, Prototype V, everything, you know. So it's just interesting to think about what other things could have been produced, you know. This is just one version of our reality, pretty much.
Right. The one strand that we currently perceive.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with it.
Is there a story that you're planning on, like, fleshing out with this character?
Yeah, you know, I've had ideas. I basically have two projects that I've been trying to flesh out, but they're more larger scale. You know, it's like you said, this one's like 17, 18 minutes. These other ones, like 45 minutes, closer to the hour mark. But, you know, I'm just trying to really get those into a nice state, you know, where you can sort of take the listener somewhere, you know. That's what I'm trying to do. But it's a process, you know, it's a process.
You definitely achieve that, like, even within the just, like, what was that, like, 2 minutes or so of the sample on there, the fucking, where it jumps off at the very beginning. Like, I don't know where the fuck y'all got that shit from, but it's like, it pulls you the fuck into something else. You know what I mean? And the same way with like the intro to Prototype V, like it's not just like, here's music. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to pull you into this fucking sonic landscape. And this is the story that we're telling. Jump on for the fucking ride. And I'm all for that shit. And the way that you're presenting it more so is fucking appealing as fuck for me. Like, again, it just gives me that same feeling of like the shit that I grew up listening to, like some East Coast boom bap shit. You know, the resurgence of that with like the motherfuckers from Beast Coast and Flatbush and everything. And it's just your take on it, dude. And it's fucking awesome the way that you're putting the shit together. And I fucking dig the story behind it. And it gives me, you know, because I wasn't entirely sure, or I'm not too familiar with what the persona is that you're projecting. But now, like, getting to talk to you now and shit, it's like, oh, I see. Like, I see the vision that you're going for, or at least I think I do. And it's fucking dope. Like, I don't know.
What's up, yo?
I fuck with it heavy, man. I fuck with it heavy, and it just gives me almost like that same feeling of like listening to like the Mars Volta and shit, like some of their earlier shit where they fucking just like, hey man, walk through this portal and see where we fucking end up at. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's trippy as fuck, but in a good way. And you do it well, bro. You do it fucking well.
Thank you, yo. Yeah, you know, just trying to like exactly just tell my truth the way I see it. And you know, music for me is just a way to, I guess, you know, the cliche, express myself. That's what I'm trying to do, you know. But I feel like a lot of people, you know, I think everybody can rap and everybody can make beats, but it, you know, there's just like, I feel like
people have more practice than others sometimes.
Yeah, but I feel like it's beyond that too. I like to look at it as like an art form, you know. It's not just like some random thing, you know, for like clout or money, you know. I do it as a way of, I don't know, it's just a way of life for me.
It's like having that itch that you just got to fucking scratch.
Pretty much, you know, every decision I make is for the music.
Let's talk a little bit about the reception to it too, because I saw, this is one of the things too, that I saw your, you had a review that was written about the album for Prototype V. And it kind of delves into it like pretty well when it talks a lot about, like, you know, lyrical angst deeply within rhyming schematics built heavily in records, such as Coltrane and Extractions. Sound like, it sounds like a Stanley Kubrick nightmare on LSD. what have you been seeing as far as like the receptions to this stuff? Like when you start hearing about how people are reacting to your music and stuff, like what do you think? And do you think it's being conveyed well? Do you feel like it's something that you want to take in a different direction, or do you just not care? Right? Like, is this something that you're just working on?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that people are listening to it and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just kind of creating for the sake of creation and, you know, to express my truth in that moment in time, you know. And that's, you know, given the circumstances around me, you know, given that I ended up being in school and doing this AI stuff and meeting Black Beetle and all this stuff. So,
dude, what I wanted to get into just a bit, if possible, is just like, I feel like it's a very much maybe like a snapshot of the times to where, you know, with all the access that we now have to information with the power of the internet and shit, I feel like a lot more people are becoming cognizant of the fact of, like, you know, the shattered reality that we live in and being able to only perceive the one that we're currently in right now. But there's, you know, several hundreds of different other realities or thousands or infinite realities that are all taking place within here. Like, and I think that, I don't know if I'm maybe like putting my own spin on your music or what have you, but I feel that like it, there's like a hint of like subtlety within the music that you're putting out that kind of puts it out there. And now that people are kind of accepting the fact, you know, like fucking scientists are out here, you know, in fucking CERN or whatever, actually trying to find these parallel realities and dimensions and shit. And I feel like it's bleeding through to a bunch of fucking art and the way that you're presenting it. And I don't even know if what I'm saying is that maybe the truth that you're trying to portray out there, or if maybe your perception of what I'm saying or reality, whatever the fuck that may be, is different from that. But like, I get that message from it. And I don't know if that was your intention or not, but definitely feels that way.
Yeah. You know, I think, at least for me, like there's different, I guess there's a lot of things you can learn. You know, you can learn from like all sorts of areas of life, you know. And I feel like in particular with music, there's a lot of stories that and knowledge that you can extract from sounds, you know. Information, there's a lot of information. You know, people live their whole lives and, you know, studied or, you know, practiced to play these instruments and live their whole lives so that they could record these songs that exist, you know, in time, moments in time. So I feel like it's so interesting to go back. And that's why I really like sampling or, you know, making use of samples in beats and stuff, because there's so much, like, you know, everything that led up to their recording and then now it's there, you know, and then somehow it ends up, I don't know, in a record bin, and then you find the record or, you know, on YouTube and the algorithm suggested it, you know. So interesting how that works out. But yeah, I just think what a crazy life we live in, pretty much. And yeah, you know, like there's a time and a place for like all music pretty much, but I think the music I make is just trying to, I don't even know what it is. It is what it is.
For sure, dude. I feel like it's definitely a fucking hard left turn from just, I guess it's like high concept almost, but in such a way to where you're presenting it with like such an appealing, I guess, arrangement is what to call it, right? Because fucking arranging all these samples together and what have you, but it's very high concept, like the shit that you're putting behind it, you know what I mean? Or at least like in this specific situation with Prototype V, like the story that you're putting behind it or what have you is high concept, and I fuck with shit like that so much.
It's definitely unlike anything we've heard come out of Hit Laredo for like ever, right? Like I feel that that's just, for me, when I'm hearing it, I was just kind of like amazed at the point. I was like, whoa, this is not, like, this isn't anything that I've like heard from here. And I wasn't expecting it to be, because when I listen to like my YouTube algorithm, I think like, oh shit, like it's people that I specifically, I had been on an MF Doom, on a Deltron, and on a, and a Freddie Gibbs trip for the longest time. And I just, so like, I figured that whenever I listen to something, like I hear it kind of just go down like the playlist pattern that it's recommending you. And so when I heard Coldrink come up, I was just like, oh, this is just another one. But I was like, this is somebody I haven't heard before. This is fucking dope. And so like I looked it up and I'm like, there's no fucking way it's this dude that I've seen and I've met in Laredo, like, and yeah. I had to talk to. So I just knew that I had to like have you on the show first off. And but yeah, definitely it was an experience listening to Prototype V. And I listened to it over like 3 or 4 times. Just fucking doing laundry and like jamming out to it. So that was it definitely made me want to be doing something other than laundry, you know, like out and fucking tagging shit and robbing people. It was just like
robbing people.
It was good.
What's up, yo? Yeah, you know, just
I'm gonna have to hop off of here because I've got a family thing going on, but I appreciate you being on the show. Hope you guys continue it. And I'm excited for the next project whenever it does come out. But yeah, I'll see you guys later.
Peace. Appreciate it.
Let's dive into some fucking shit, man. Like, let's talk about, I want to come back to like the subject of AI, right? And in your situation, or in your case, I guess you're applying it specifically to music production or what have you, but outside of the realm of music production, how closely have you been following the evolution of AI, or like what these, you know, captains of fucking industry or what have you perceive to be the future right. problem that it poses, or the solutions that they may offer? Like, I don't know, what's your take on AI in general?
Yeah, I don't really follow too closely. You know, I like to basically fill my days with I guess creating. So
yeah.
That's what I do. I kind of feel like I'm somewhat living in I don't know, my own bubble, my own world. And when it comes time to like look out, I see, okay, this is what's going on, all right, and then I go back into my cave. But you know, I think it's just part of our evolution. You know, at some point we have to build. We're just building tools is what it is. You know, we're building tools to help us. And, you know, there's good tools and bad tools. And, you know, it's just, it comes with us being flawed. You know, we're not perfect. We're going to, you know, we have all these different, I guess some people can call them sins, you know, just character flaws, you know. And with that, we end up creating things that can hurt us. And AI could be one of those things, and maybe it will be, but it definitely can help us. And so it's just, you know, we're on that trajectory. And I guess if we could somehow get more people that create tools that help than harm, rather than harm, then we'll be doing okay, you know. It's, I don't know, just one way to look at it, but...
Yeah, because I mean, I guess, you know, a tool is a tool until you use it and have like a specific intention behind it, whether that intention be, you know, good or bad.
Yeah. But, so it's just, there's good and bad people in the world, and that's all it is. Or I don't even know if there's, you can't, it's a spectrum, you know, there's no real good or bad.
Yeah, everything's, you know, morally subjective according to whatever constraints you live in, whatever version of society you may fucking be alive in. And, mm-hmm. It's shit like this when you get into like deconstructing just what we're currently fucking doing, or like what we're living in, or whatever, where it shit gets real interesting and lines get blurred. And we'll, to kind of like jump back into the idea of music and shit. And I've always been a big fan of music in general, specifically like within like the hip hop genre and on all of that. And one of the things that I've seen in, or I don't know, just maybe like an observation that I feel is like it within civilization now, this version of it, you know, it's like predominantly led by the Western society or what have you. There's like a kind of a lack of certain things that were a part of like the prominent older civilizations or past civilizations that came through. And people that listen to this shit will probably be like, I know what the fuck he's about to say, because I've said this so many fucking times. But I think that artists that are, well, artists in general, whether you're a musician, whether you're doing painting, whether you're, you know, a fucking photographer, videographer, whatever medium it is that your art is expressed in, I feel like the artists that are truly doing it for the just being an artist, you know, without having to have, like you mentioned, like doing it for clout, doing it for money or whatever, but true artistic expression, I feel that those artists are kind of this version of civilization's medium between the two realms, if you will, or like source and, you know, the physical fucking reality that we inhabit. And if you look at civilizations as they've grown, there's always been at least a class of like shaman or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that in now artists are kind of fulfilling that role, because it's been phased out and replaced by like modern psychology and, you know, the ideas behind fucking any fucking, I guess, school of thought that you can think of, whether it's like Freudism or Pavlov and whatever the fuck. And we're kind of like now too reliant upon science, although it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's allowed for crazy advancements, and it's given us the ability to lead like a comfortable life or what have you, but there's still that missing link, I feel, to where, you know, spirituality, whatever the fuck you want to call it, or what have you, is kind of like absent in a sense. But I feel that artists out there kind of bridge that gap and then come back to like the rest of us to be like, here is whatever it is, you know what I mean? Here's the truth, or my truth, your truth, like,
yeah, no, I understand what you're saying,
but that's just like some shit that I feel like, where the shit that happens that creates waves, like for example, everything that's happening right now with the president getting impeached and what happened with the Capitol getting rushed and shit, I feel like it's going to reverberate across consciousness, and then it's going to be reflected back in some way, shape, or form in art. And I don't know, like, that's just some fucking match that I'm talking or whatever, but my point.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, like, I think spirit, you know, it's like a combination. There's like, you know, it's a spectrum of being spiritual versus being physical, or like very present in like material, the material world, you know. And I feel, I've had this discussion with my friends, you know. It basically, we oscillate between the two states of like being highly spiritual or being very in the material. And, you know, we get too far into one side and then terrible things start happening, you know. And basically, we've seen it in history, and it usually will repeat itself. And it's so interesting how that all works. But on the note of you saying how, like, I guess, like artists that, I guess, stay true, or, you know, try and push out their version of their, you know, their truth. I guess it's because I feel like everything is just, I guess, like a frequency, you know, different frequencies.
For sure.
Good and bad frequencies, negative, positive frequencies. And I guess staying true to art, you have a strong, a very strong and pure frequency that I guess can penetrate through other beings' minds or thought processes. But you know, it's just, that's one way to describe it. it's all semantics. So, you know, you could look at it and put like a twist on it. Think about it like if we're in some sort of computer program simulation, you know, different algorithms that work and interact with basically different parts of the world, you know? So it's like, it's however you want to put it, you know, but it's all, we're all kind of talking about the same thing. There's, I guess, something out there that controls, or, you know, there's, I guess you'd call them the laws of the universe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. We're just trying to navigate through that. And some people, I guess, don't give a fuck about that shit. And they're just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. And they're very present in the material world. And then there's people who are very into it, but then they get lost, you know? So yeah. I think maybe there's some power in having balance between the two.
100%, man. And as a, I guess, like a content creator, right? Me specifically with like the podcast and shit and all the other stuff, all the other projects that I've been a part of and worked with, I find it interesting that people that like to step outside of the bounds of you know, your run of the mill type of like, hey, I'm going to fucking, you know, go to school, 4-year degree, this, fucking get a job, family and all this shit. Like the classic, this is what your life is supposed to be. When you start stepping outside of that, you start attracting other people that are also doing the same thing. Right. And it compounds like the feeling, and it just goes back to where like you can tell who a person is by the company they keep or what have you. Right. Is it the saying something like that?
Yeah.
And ultimately what I feel is just like the human race as a whole is probably becoming a little bit more cognizant over like the actual influence that they have in reality, right? So like the power of will to manifest shit, like to, and I say that and a lot of people are going to think like, oh, like you're getting a little like woo woo. And I don't mean it necessarily like in a whole magical way. Like I'm going to fucking manifest some shit in my hands magically or whatever. But, but the idea of like, I have a vision and to achieve the vision, there's certain steps that you take to manifest that shit. You know what I mean? And I think that for some reason or another, from 2012 and then onward, like the realization of shit like that, it has been spreading like wildfire. And it almost feels like if this is this fucking simulation, it is just fucking imploding in on itself or like folding in on itself. And I was like, it feels like shit is just happening faster and faster and faster. And I don't know if like, I guess, yeah, shit happens in cycles. So I guess it, you can equate it to like the feeling that maybe people had around the same time of like the collapse of Rome or other people like in the collapse of the USSR and shit. And then like, are we kind of seeing that shit happen to us
as a country? Yeah.
And but then at the same time, it's like the people that make up this country, like don't really, I assume at least are probably the majority of them would rather have a system that benefits everybody than just benefiting themselves. And I don't know, dude, I'm in a weird like fucking headspace right now. And it's funny that I'm just like throwing it out there, but like just kind of taking a view at current events and shit like that. It's been trippy, fam. Like it's been weird. And then also trying to like fucking pave your way through the chaos is even weirder. It's like everything is almost on an uneven keel. And we've gotten super far from what we originally want to talk about, which is just like prototype V, but it just is what it is. Like, oh, you know, this conversation had to happen for any reason or another. And whoever the fuck is listening probably had to hear this for any specific reason or another.
Exactly.
And it's all causality, if you will.
Butterfly effect.
Exactly. And but yeah, to circle back around to project fucking to your project Prototype V, like I'm curious to see where you're going to take the like the full length thing or like the evolved version of it, as you mentioned before, and I'm pretty fucking excited for that, man. Do you have like a timeline as far as like when you can expect to expect to drop something else? Or
yeah, well, you know, as far as like just music in general, I have I'm working with some friends here in San Antonio. We have a project called The Romance Club. It's me and three other individuals. We all basically make beats and rap, but one of them is Tommy Starchild. He was on In My Shit. Mm-hmm. So it's me, him. There's Hellcat. She raps and makes beats too. And then there's K-Soul, Karena Soul. And together we are the Romance Club. We have some song. We have two songs that we put out as a double single. I think it came out on September 30th. And we made a music video for that too. But we have a full project that we're going to be dropping, I believe, in late March. So I think we're going to drop one single in February.
Okay.
And then the full project. It's about, I think it's like 14 songs right now. But I had a heavy hand in the production on that tape. We're just finishing up the last few songs. So that's the latest and greatest that's coming out. As far as like what I'm going to be involved in. But with my own personal shit, I think that'll have to, maybe some shit will come out at the end of this year. We'll see. But I basically have, for Vermin the Villain / Lord Verm shit, I have two big projects that I'm trying to focus up on. And basically the concept for those are, one's based on dreams, the other one is based on the Nine Circles of Hell. So one's going to be called 93 Dreams, the other one's going to be called Nine Circles. And that's it.
Damn. That sounds fucking crazy, the Nine Circles of Hell.
Yeah, that one's going to be definitely on the darker side. So I feel like maybe 93 Dreams is more light and the Nine Circles is going to be dark. So
that sounds,
there's a balance, you know, yin and yang.
Yeah, of course. It balanced everything, just like the fuck we were mentioning right now.
Exactly.
What type of, like, when you're trying to pick out a sample, what is it about whatever it is that you're looking through that sticks out to you? Or like, what type of thing catches your ear or your eye, if you will, like, the most?
Yeah, well, it's really a feeling, you know, it's a feeling.
Right.
You know, the sample will make you feel a certain way. And for whatever reason, you feel a certain way about a certain part of the song, you know. And then it's, I don't know, the way I view it, you capture that part and then you use it for your own bidding. You know, you do whatever you need to do with it. And I kind of, you know, sometimes I get really mathematical about it, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, this is how I feel and I'm going to do this. And then, okay, this is it, the finished product, you know? Like, that's what happened with, and my shit was just, you know, all this pent up creative energy. And then now, okay, finally done with the shit. Let's go. Boom. And then that's what happened. So it's a combination, you know, it just really depends. But if you want to get technical with it, sometimes I'm like, all right, I want to find a sample that maybe could serve as like a good melodic element. You know, keys are good for that, or like a lot of the electronic piano sounds from like the 70s or like early 80s shit is pretty good. And then sometimes you're looking for drums. A lot of the drum breaks from like the early funk records, soul records, they have good, like, nice recordings. So you have that. A lot of times I'll find some like vocal shit, like acapella shit, just random shit, you know. But all those elements are good, like, pieces to use.
Now, and, like, because you joined like band in middle school, did you, after you joined in middle school and like watching Drumline and everything, did you keep with it like throughout high school and everything? Or
yeah, I stuck with it in high school, and that was it. After high school, I didn't continue like formal.
And the reason I ask is I wanted to take that into like another question. Do you ever feel that like the formal training, or like, I guess, like classically being educated with music or what have you, do you ever feel like it kind of clashes with the part of you that wants to go based off of like a feeling versus like looking at shit, like you mentioned, in a lot more of a technical way?
Right. I think earlier in my life it did, like maybe when I was like, I don't know, like 2014, 2015, like I was probably more like by the books, but right. I've learned to abandon that, you know. And again, it's just like understanding. I feel like there's a lot of power in understanding like both extremes. You know what I mean? So it's like being very versed in like theory, music theory, versus being like just like straight up like raw, and like understanding both sides and knowing how to utilize each one to create with maximum damage. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, 100%, man.
Dude, max damage, bro.
Max damage. That's
max damage. That's what we're just trying to do.
If that isn't already a track name.
Yeah.
It should be. Because, dude, the fucking, like, just what we just listened to, like, End My Shit. I think, like, you know, you found, like, a pretty good balance between both. Because that, I feel like, has both elements of it. You know what I mean? Like, in just the video of in and of itself, like, it's more appealing to the feeling of like, fuck, I'm quarantined out of Edgar. What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
But then like the song itself, it's kind of like a technical mess, if you will, but like not in a bad way, of course, but like,
yeah, no, not for you.
It's like layered in such a way where it's like very like bombarding you with a bunch of different shit. The time signature changes up and all of that. Like, and then you guys match that with like the break in the verse, you know, and it's like,
oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just hits like, and when all of that shit aligns in that sense, it me again, at least me personally, at least it fucking helps me, or it takes me to like that the other level where it's like, ah, shit, I'm somewhere now, you know, like I'm on some shit or whatever, and that shit is dope. Just being able to catch that feeling off of music where it transports you to like another place, and it's badass, man. And I've probably said that so many fucking times throughout this fucking episode, but I just can't say it enough because it's real. Like it is some shit that cuts across like a lot of the noise, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I feel you on that, yo. Appreciate that. 100%. Again, just trying to do whatever it is I need to do. You know.
Yeah.
Just gonna keep doing it, you know, for as long as I can do. But yeah, man, that's really dope. That yeah, you know. I was talking earlier, like, about how it's received. I wasn't expecting it to do as much damage as it's been doing. Like, the review, I didn't even expect it, you know, just random. Somebody heard it and then decided to write about it. So that was dope.
That dude, that is pretty crazy. Like, so you didn't even, like, submit it to anybody or whatever. Just somebody fucking was like, hey, I'm going to check this shit out. And
yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking dope, man. That's when shit is undeniable. When shit is real good, it's undeniable, you know? And have you, throughout quarantine or whatever, I know you mentioned that you've been mostly just like creating, right? Have you had any sort of like virtual performances and shit, like what, or anything of that nature? Have you messed around?
Let's see, virtual. I had not with Vermin the Villain. I had it with the other group.
Right.
The one that I was going to do South by 2020.
Okay.
We had a few, I think like maybe one. Other than that, we had some performances with the Romance Club. Some like secret shit. And like socially distanced. Yeah. Like that. And then other than that, I did like a DJ shit at a pop-up thing. They're like vending. Other than that, I haven't performed, but you know, it's allowed me to create, you know,
for sure.
Be really involved in that, which is really good, you know, so we'll see what happens.
What I was going to say is that I feel that the quarantine and shit has put a lot of people that are in that space creating, you know, whatever the fuck it may be, it's given them like the ability to really fucking work, you know, like really fucking grind that shit the fuck out, and just whether it is music, whether it is like fucking anything at all, not everything, because some shit you need like a fucking, like comedy, for example, you need to be able to fucking do it like in front of people and everything. So
yeah,
like maybe that's taking a hit, but then, you know, you can fucking be doing sketches and shit. But I feel like the quarantine has kind of had both the good and bad effect. And, you know, and of course, like the virus sucks dick. You know, people have been fucking crazy and shit, but if you're in a space where you can use that shit to your advantage, and like in your case where you can not perform, excuse me, but create more music and shit, then that's fucking dope. One of the other things that I wanted to ask was, like, I know you mentioned before that you've been doing it, or you're doing the music more so as just because you want to fucking do the music, but do you have a vision that you see as far as, like, whether it's with the Lord Verm perspective or a persona, excuse me, or like any of the other projects that you're working on, do you see that as something that you want to maybe take to the next level as opposed to just doing it for doing it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I always have some sort of master plan. I've acquired a lot of gear throughout the years, you know, using my student loans basically is what ended up happening. I have a lot of fucking gear, dude. So, I'm starting to, well, what I do now is I record people for money. That's all I do. Cause I don't know. I feel like it helps me stay on my grind pretty much.
Yeah. It helps you.
So I guess the master plan is I want to eventually, I have this idea for, I guess, like maybe a label, or I don't want to call it a, I don't know what you call it. I'm going to call it Heat Wave Records. That's what it is. Heat Wave Records. And just like dope shit, record dope music with dope people and fucking do dope shit. And that's it. And it, however long it exists. And that's it. So that's the master plan. But you know, who knows what'll happen tomorrow. Sure. All I know is right now, and we just have to keep creating.
100%, man. I agree with that 100%. And I respect that shit too, because that's just, the more that you work on your fucking craft, the sharper that fucking knife stays, you know?
Yes, sir.
And on that note, dude, let's go ahead and fucking wrap it up here. I don't want to take too much of your fucking time. We've already been at it for a whole ass hour and shit. So do you have anything that you want to plug or anything at all?
Yeah, I mean, you can check out if you haven't checked out the project Prototype V, you can find it. I guess you can follow my Instagram at lord.verm, and then you know, you can check out my link on there. It's got all the projects and shit and the videos I've been working out, and you know, be on the lookout for the next project that's coming out probably late March, but we're dropping a single next month for the Romance Club. We have our Instagram too, at The Romance Club. So you can check that out. Other than that, just everybody stay up, you know. You stay thirsty. Thirsty for the knowledge, the truth.
Stay thirsty for the fucking knowledge, for the fucking truth. You know, and we have this shit where we say around here where it's like, don't ignore the fucking fourth dimension. You know, we fucking try to talk to people from base reality in case they're still stuck in the simulation, trying to wake them the fuck up, trying to make them, you know, do whatever the fuck it is that they want to do and not be trapped within X, Y, or Z version of other people's reality. Do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do. You heard it here from fucking Verm the villain, Lord Verm, the various personas that this gentleman inhabits. Go check that shit the fuck out on, you know, it's on his IG. There's a link with anything that you want. It's on there. It's on Spotify. That's where I've been listening to it. Check that shit out. It's hot fire. And here at Aliens on the Border, we got a couple of things that are coming towards y'all. We'll put some shit out about that soon. We're going to have a couple of another episodes live next week. So keep your eyes peeled on that IG. One love to everybody. We love you guys. Take it easy, fam.